Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 139. Chuck Elkerton, you are running for city councilor in Ward 12. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you very much.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Joey, I was born and raised in Ancaster, raised a family for the last 63 years. I've been working for municipal government for the last 36 years, 18 as a facility administrator with the town of Ancaster. The new city of Hamilton, I became a facility manager for 18 years, working with citizens, staff, unionized staff, council, the mayor's office. I've learned a lot that way. I volunteered a lot in Ancaster, everything from the Ancaster Heritage Days, Christmas tree lighting, Ancaster cleanup, Ancaster food drive. So I've definitely kept volunteering in the town of Ancaster. I have a passion for the town of Ancaster, having gone to school and played sports and volunteered and contributing to the community.
Why are you running?
I'm running because I want to ensure the residents of Ancaster, West Flamborough, Ward 12, issues and concerns are heard, and I have a compassion for being in a municipal government.
Do you live in Ward 12, yes or no?
Yes.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
I believe it's very important, Joey, knowing the concerns and issues, community issues that arise. I've been in Ancaster for the last 63 years, and I'm definitely invested my future in living in Ancaster.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
Okay, well, being in municipal government for 36 years, 18 years with the town of Ancaster as a facility administrator, 18 years with the city of Hamilton as a facility manager. I've also volunteered and contributed through the years in the town of Ancaster, coaching boys and girls hockey, three-pitch ladies, baseball, boys and girls youth soccer. I've been involved volunteering with the Ancaster Food Drive, Ancaster Heritage Days, Ancaster Cleanup Day, Christmas tree lighting. I've worked with senior management, unionized staff, counselors, and the mayor's office, and the citizens of the city of Hamilton.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 12 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
My two priorities for Ward 12 are keeping Ancaster and West Flamborough taxes down in Ward 12. Area ratings, no for Ancaster, West Flamborough. For the city, promote businesses to the city of Hamilton and promote job growth.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 12 on Hamilton City Council?
I think my 36 years of experience in municipal government, as mentioned, I've been 18 years with the town of Ancaster facility administrator, 18 years with the city of Hamilton as a facility manager, experience in working with the city of Hamilton staff, citizens council, and the mayor's office, involvement in community events, Ancaster Food Drive, and the World Cycling event they had.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With all of this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
I would ask for professional legal advice and consult with colleagues to make a decision, advocate for citizens' public interest.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall, which silenced good people, are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
I'll evaluate the report, make a strategic decision moving forward, involving legal and the City of Hamilton staff recommendations.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
I'll listen and evaluate the professionals' advice moving forward. The challenges moving forward, LRT, let's get it done.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 12 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
The town of Ancaster flag has the old mill and three crowns, and the three crowns represent that it is the third oldest town in Ontario.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are two questions on this topic. The city of Hamilton is updating its residential zoning bylaws to conform with the provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law. Ward 12 zoning does not conform with the PPS. The result is ad hoc changes being imposed by the Ontario Land Tribunal. What is your vision for zoning changes in Ward 12? Please specifically address Wilson Street, intensification within the Meadowlands, and existing low-density single-detached zones.
With regards to that, I want to keep the existing low-density single-detached zones. The advantage of this will restrict traffic congestion, parking problems, and utilities. Also, a water storm management master plan. It would have to be done to see exactly if the utilities could handle it. The second part is the Wilson Street secondary plan, and its plan is to protect the town's cultural and heritage resources, provide an efficient use of buildings and infrastructure, maintain strong residential focus, protect and enhance parks, promote active transit, and provide more commercial activity. And for Meadowlands, I'd like to still keep it a low density, keep it to the three-story, keep into a ton of Ancaster's cultural heritage aspects.
Large commercial plaza sites are converting into mixed-use mid-rise development across Hamilton. There was one formal consultation conceptual plan submitted for a Meadowlands plaza. At present, there is no city planning policy specific to commercial to mixed-use redevelopment. Within Ward 12, the plazas at Fiddler's Green and the portion of Old Highway 2 that served as the Highway 403 connector decades ago are good examples of potential redevelopment sites. What is your vision for this type of redevelopment, and how will you achieve that vision?
Commercial to mixed-use redevelopment needs to be evaluated on an individual basis, public consultation, and keeping to the three-story limit.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 12, with numerous pedestrian deaths in recent years which have shocked and saddened the community. What is your plan to address road safety? Please provide three detailed specifics of your plan.
One would be a local road safety plan, which provides a framework for identifying, analyzing, and prioritizing roadway improvements on local roads, i.e. walk defensively, watch for cars that are turning or backing up, prepare a safe walking route. Education is very important, so prepare a safe walking route in advance. Use sidewalks if available. Walk facing the traffic if a sidewalk isn't available. Obey all signs and signals. Only cross streets at designated areas. Stay on a well-lit path at night. Wear bright colors during the day and reflective tape at night. Watch for cars that are turning or backing up. Avoid drugs and alcohol if you plan to go walking. Do not assume other drivers see you or you will stop when they should. Walk defensively. Also, traffic studies. A traffic study is an elaborate investigation and analysis of the transportation system in a specific area, which is supported by an expansion collection of data. Outcome preventative factors, signs, markings, signals, roundabouts, additional lanes, sidewalks, crosswalks, crosswalks with flashing lights, improved lighting, and distance improvement.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for a decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
Depending on the topic, we'll decide on how to proceed. I'll research it, professional advice, past practice, and lessons learned, along with management practices.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
Improve communication strategies, identifying all communities throughout the city of Hamilton. And my second would be service level agreements throughout the city of Hamilton, which improves customer services, facilitates communication, negotiated and mutually accepted, defines procedures. When there's a question or disagreement, the service level agreement can be used as a reference, set standards for customer service.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Through education and awareness services, city of Hamilton, what they provide, healthcare services they provide to the citizens. And my second would be our commitment to our community to be the best place to raise a child and age successfully, inclusive in all communities.
It's 2026. The public record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council, and what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
For myself, it would be professional, competent, and teamwork. Council, civil change, exchange ideas, better communication. Teamwork, effective listening skills, being respectful to each other, positive motivation, goal-oriented behavior.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
If I am elected as Councillor of Ward 12, I look forward to representing the citizens of Ward 12 and the City of Hamilton.
Thank you. And how do people find out more about your platform and get in touch with you?
We'll have cards distributed. We'll have signs 30 days before. We'll also have email, website, and a cell phone. The website is www.chuckalkerton.ca.
This has been episode 139 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.